This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Doing wonderful. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how are you?
Very good. Winter's still here, but I saw the sun today.
Yes. It looks like it might be a nice day before the weekend, so we'll take it all in and enjoy it while we can. Now, we're going to be talking Social Security this morning. A lot of people have a lot of questions when it comes to Social Security and Social Security benefits. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's topic, we want to look back at last week. We do, of course, the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. And, of course, we'll do it again this week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Cabela's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But first, let's take a look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a fun topic last week, and our question was, what percentage of new cars in the U.S. are currently being leased? And the answer to that was approximately 30% of all new cars are currently being leased. And congratulations, shout out to our winner last week, Marilyn of Middleton, called with the correct answer. So thanks for listening, everyone.
Fantastic. And again, we'll do a new one a little bit later on the program. Again, this week's prize, a $25 gift card for Cabela's. So as I mentioned, we are going to be talking about Social Security. And of course, one of the questions that some people may have is about if their Social Security, when they collect that, will that be taxable?
Yes, many people new to receiving Social Security benefits are surprised to learn that under certain circumstances, a portion of the money they receive from Social Security can be treated as taxable income, which means that you'll have to pay income taxes on it each year. So again, we're talking about when you choose to pull Social Security and bring it home. So not before retirement, but once you're in retirement and pulling Social Security, some of that, under certain circumstances, is deemed taxable. This is especially common amongst those who continue working while receiving retirement benefits because their earned income can take them above certain income thresholds that we'll talk about here in just a little bit. But currently, almost 20 million people pay income taxes every year on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits. Again, 20 million people. And that number could rise if the current laws governing the benefit taxation don't change. But a little history here as we talk about Social Security benefits. They were not always taxable. Originally, when Social Security was created in 1935 and it began paying out monthly benefits in 1940, the Treasury Department at that time issued a specific tax ruling that made it clear that Social Security benefits were excluded from federal income taxation. It was actually a surprising decision at the time because most private pensions that retirees received had been at least partially taxable, even if the employees' contributions towards those pensions were subject to tax throughout their careers. But anyway, Social Security has the unique characteristics of getting its funding, most people know this, from both employees and employers. And as a matter of fact, for those who don't know how to decipher this on their paycheck, it's commonly referred to as a FICA tax. And that FICA is half covered by you, half covered by your employer. FICA is part or mostly Social Security withholding and part Medicare withholding. Workers aren't taxed on the money their employers pay in payroll taxes. So when retirees get their benefits, the portion that came from their employer's tax payment should arguably be fully taxed as it wasn't previously included in the worker's income.
Very interesting stuff there. I think most of us are aware, at least that the employee half, we definitely know comes out. Maybe not the employer part, but definitely the employee you have. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. Don't forget you can find Kloss online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we always hear questions about funding, and this is not a new question at all, is it?
It's not. So in the late 1970s and early 1980s, two advisory councils suggested reform, which led to a tax change on Social Security. So in the end, the rules that the lawmakers adopted in 1983 forced many Social Security recipients with earnings above the combined threshold to include some of their Social Security benefits in taxable income. In a moment here, Malia is going to talk about what some of those thresholds are. But again, at least currently, under no circumstances are 100% of your Social Security income benefits taxable. It's some sort of a portion of it.
So, Malia, who is taxed on Social Security these days, and how exactly is that calculated?
Yeah, so just Sean will be taxed. The rest of us, we don't have to worry about it.
You're going broke real quick.
There's a provision in the law. It's called the Sean Preble provision.
That's right. So if your only income, we're going to try to keep it kind of simple on the show. If your only income is from Social Security, it's likely that your benefits aren't going to be taxable. Again, always check with an accountant to make sure that you understand this. But if you have other taxable income, such as from a job, freelancing, a pension, or withdrawals from tax-deferred retirement savings, then somewhere between 50 to 85% of your Social Security benefit may be subject to federal income tax. So this is called provisional income. We like to throw out terms to make sure people are acquainted. And so to determine the percentage, you need to calculate your provisional income. So that basically that's your adjusted gross income, which is not including your Social Security benefits at that point. Then you add in any non-taxable interest, and then you add in half of your Social Security benefits. So if you do that and your total is less than $25,000, and if you're single, or $32,000 if you're married, your Social Security benefits are not taxable. If you're between $25,000 and $34,000 on a single return or $32,000 to $44,000 on a joint return, then up to 50% of your benefits may be taxable. And then we look at, you know, how high can it go? Like we said, up to 85%. So your threshold, if it's over that $44,000, then you're going to see additional taxation. So, again, this calculation only applies to federal income taxes. It's interesting to note, and, of course, this is always a changing thing, but 13 states currently tax Social Security benefits. The others at this point do not.
Fantastic information. Don't forget, as always, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial are here to answer your questions. Give us a call at 321-1310 or toll-free 877-235-1310. And Irv checks in. Irv, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
My wife and I are both 77, but we do own an apartment building. And so does that income affect our Social Security tax?
So again, talk to your accountant, Irv, but our understanding would be that the net rental property income, so the net taxable income, could impact whether or not your Social Security income is taxable, kind of based upon that equation that Malia was talking about. So again, our understanding would be that the net portion, because you know how rental properties work, Irv, you've got the income, you've got the expenses, plus you got the depreciation on the property, right? And so how does that work out over the course of time, and what truly is your net income? But that net portion would be deemed as taxable income, which then would be part of the total income equation, which could bump up the amount of your Social Security that's taxable.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Irv.
Irv, thank you. Fantastic question. That is a great question. I think a lot of us kind of wonder about that stuff. You talk about the complexities. I think a lot of people think, I own rental property. It's going to be easy. It's like, no, there's a lot.
Well, you know, it's funny. People may or may not know this. I'm in my mid-30s. And when I first got into the business, people would be like, you know, there's just a lot of value and experience. And I believe that, by the way, certainly. But I really believe that now after being in the industry for about 15 years, because you just see all these different circumstances and even getting to see the history history of legislation and how it plays out on taxation is pretty interesting. And I'm sure people are laughing right now going, oh, at 35, you have experience. I get it, right? There's more experience to come.
That is for sure. You see Jake Lawson, of course, joined by Malia Cuevas as well. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ or Malia, they are here to help. Give us a call right now, 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. We can't talk Social Security without bringing up probably the biggest question about Social Security is, when is the best time to start taking that benefit? We'll find out from CJ and Malia next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And joined by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, if you have questions, you give us a call now, 321-1310. Get you right on the air. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about Social Security, and of course, the big question I think everybody has is, when is the best time to start your benefit? And when should we be doing that? And I've got my pen out, so just let me know and I'll write that date down and we'll be good to go here.
Yes. For you, Sean, it's something special. For everybody else, it depends. So, this is the most common question we get, of course, and it's a very good one. When should I draw Social Security? I being the people who are asking this. And so it depends. Don't you love it when we give that response? It depends. It depends on if you're going to continue to work into retirement. And when we say retirement, by the way, when we say work into retirement, we're really talking about work into the age at which you become eligible for Social Security. So it's kind of in these early to mid 60s when people say in retirement. I had somebody say to me once, he goes, what do you mean in retirement? I'm still working. I'm not retired. And I go, yeah, but you're eligible for Social Security retirement benefits. Okay, just a little. That was a freebie for everybody. But most people know you first become eligible under normal circumstances to receive benefits off your Social Security record at 62 up until 70. And anywhere in that window, there's these things called delayed retirement credits. They range anywhere from 6.5% up to 8%. And so many people want to know, when should I draw? Well, there's this notion in Social Security called full retirement age, or also what's known as FRA, or primary insurance amount, PIA. And this all refers to what is your, and I'm using quotations, full retirement age. People say, why does that matter? Because if you draw benefits before your full retirement age, then you're limited on how much income you can earn without affecting your Social Security benefit. But if you wait to draw Social Security until your full retirement age or after, then it doesn't matter. You can earn $1 million a year and it has no impact on your Social Security benefit, except for the fact of what Malia just talked about, which would mean if you're earning $1 million at 67 years old, drawing your Social Security, it also means that 85% of your Social Security benefit is deemed as income taxable. Mm. So there is a play on whether or not it's taxable, but it doesn't ding you, so to speak, if you're drawing after your full retirement age. So listen, this is a completely customized decision. You cannot give a prescription. So if you go to a cocktail party, I love giving people cocktail party spoofs. Go to a cocktail party and somebody says, oh, I ran the calculation and everybody should draw at 65 or everybody should draw at 66. They are wrong. They don't know the future and they don't know your desire. So unfortunately, a very personal decision.
Great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Give us a call now. Get you on the air if you have questions. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Chris checks in. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
So my question is that if I wait till I'm 70 to draw Social Security, I can it will, I can make as much money as I want and not be taxed on anything?
Great question, Chris. So if Chris waits till 70, I'm going to actually answer your question both to what you're asking and to the audience listening. If Chris waits till 70, that means that she has extended up to the maximum of her delayed retirement credits. Because remember, 62 the earliest, 70 is when delayed retirement credits end. So Chris would be getting the maximum benefit from Social Security, which would be great, Chris. So if you wait till 70 and draw that Social Security, it's going to be a bigger benefit. But no, it could still be income taxable when you receive it, based upon that calculation that Malia talked about earlier in the show. If you forgot it, we'll post this podcast to our website, and you could go back and listen to it. Or Chris, just call in and we could have somebody run a calculation for you. But no, if you get to 70, you'll have the highest benefit, but it still may be taxable dependent upon your total income picture.
Okay.
Chris, fantastic question. Thanks for the call. And don't forget, if you have a question, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at their office, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about a little bit more about Social Security and a way to find out and double-check, make sure the government's records are accurate with what you have. We'll find out from CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues next here on 1310 WI.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And of course, we do this each and every Thursday morning. If you have questions during the show, you can always call in at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. As a matter of fact, Mike checks in. Mike joins us this morning. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial.
All right. CJ, I have a question. Yeah. We have a pension and there's talk about Roth IRAs. Mm-hmm. Would it be beneficial to roll over an IRA and or pension into that to save taxes or pay the taxes all at once while the rates are lower? Because we know rates are going to go up as we get older.
Yeah. So, Mike, I'll bet you already know the answer to my question if you've listened to this show. It depends. What I'd say is I think what you're considering is great, right? It's the idea of saying, hey, while tax brackets are down, especially given how much debt our country has right now, I can't fathom they stay down here forever.
Correct.
While taxes are down, should I look at converting some money at a lower tax bracket into a tax-free growth bucket, i.e. Roth IRA? And the answer is yes, you should consider. However, you should consider, meaning you should, before you ever do a Roth conversion strategy, you really need to have a good accounting relationship. So this is really a financial advisor in coordination with a really good accountant that decides how much per year. Because where people go wrong is they go, great, I'll do it. And they just convert an unknown amount, 100 grand, 200 grand, and they get blown up on their taxes and it doesn't work out to their benefit.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Thanks for calling
All
in,
right,
Mike.
Cool, thanks.
Mike, fantastic question. Thanks for the call. Real quick, before we get to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, one of the important things about Social Security, a couple of points is, I think Chris, our earlier caller kind of touched on this, which is, of course, some of the things about taking Social Security before full retirement age. What do people need to know there? What are some of the pitfalls and some of the mistakes people may be making there?
Right. So the Social Security Administration, they likely will reduce your benefits between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age, which we call the FRA, between ages 66 and 67. So in 2019, if you have earned income over $17,640, $1 will be deducted from your Social Security benefit for every $2 that exceeds the limit. So actually, 2019, they increased that annual limit by $600. But the point being is that you want to make sure if you are starting to collect to that benefit prior to your full retirement age, that you're aware of the income limitations, because you don't want a big surprise from your benefit being, as many people think, it's not really being shorted, but it feels like that. And it's important to understand what your income limitations are. If you're working part-time or consulting on the side or whatever, we just like people to be aware of what's going to happen.
Fantastic. And we all know Uncle Sam keeps fantastic records, and they're always accurate.
Yes.
And they can account for every dollar. Real quick.
What planet do you live on?
That's my truth, man. No, there are some, and I think one of the first shows we all did together, you guys mentioned this site.
Yep.
It's a fantastic one. Where can people go to learn a little bit about their Social Security, what their projected benefit is, as well as make sure everything is on the up and up. Everything's right there.
Yes, the website is, I'm still laughing from your comment, Sean. The website is ssa.gov, ssa.gov. And again, we've said this multiple times, but we're not in the business of like giving props to government websites typically. And yet I will say this Social Security Administration website is pretty fantastic. It has the whole letter of the law in there. You can read through different provisions. What is PIA? What is FRA? What is widow's benefits? All of that is kind of written on the website, not to mention the fact that they keep your record. So if you create a login there and create your own kind of portal access, you can go in and see your historical records and make sure they're actually accounting for the appropriate amount of income. Occasionally, they'll make a mistake. Surprise, surprise. Big entity. And so you can then identify it by logging in and going, oh, they said I only earned, you know, $50,000 of Social Security taxable income, and it was actually $80,000. So then you can correct it on the fly.
Well, and we've actually seen with clients and for myself, actually, where there was a zero. Mm. And so there was something that didn't get communicated because we knew we worked that particular year. And so those are things that you want to make sure are adjusted prior to collecting your benefit.
And again, that website, ssa.gov, a fantastic website, great resource. Speaking of great websites, klaasfinancial.com, that's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaas Financial. It's complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. The telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Cabela's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Approximately how many people have to pay income taxes every year on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefit? Is it 20 million, 35 million, or 40 million? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, first caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Cabela's. And again, that is the telephone number for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out with you guys. You have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. And of course, that telephone number again, 442-5637, and the website, klaasfinancial.com. News is next here on 1310 WIBA. Yay.